share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. RM 114 million worth of assets that were previously seized by police at the luxury condominium at Pavilion Residences on the 17th of May have been returned to Datuk Seri Najib Tun Razak and UMNO. According to a check with the investigating officer, Deputy Prosecutor Fatin Hadni Khairuddin told Astro Awani that the assets were handed over on the 17th of June. He said that the assets were returned because the prosecution did not apply to file an appeal after High Court Judge Datuk Muhammad Jamil Hussain rejected the prosecution's application on the 20th of May to forfeit the assets. Assets have been handed over to Datuk Seri Najib through a representative because the applicant, prosecution, did not file an appeal, he said. Earlier in May, Muhammad Jamil rejected the prosecution's application, saying that the public prosecutor failed to prove that the seized assets worth a total of RM 114,164,393.44 were involved in the One Malaysia Development Berhad, 1MDB, scandal. The judge also rules that the public prosecutor failed to prove that the money existed as an outcome of money laundering activities. For the record, the prosecution in 2019 had filed a forfeiture application against OBYU Holdings to forfeit the goods that included 11,991 units of jewelry, 401 watch straps and 16 watch accessories, 234 pairs of spectacles as well as 306 handbags and cash in various denominations amounting to RM 114,164,393.44. Also read, Joe Lowe says billions used from 1MDB were just a loan, and is willing to give it back in new recording. Source. Straits Times Source. The Edge Markets. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.